hear be in the name of God. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but every time I hear this morning's gospel lesson, the gospel from John, I feel like I'm listening to a scriptural version of who's on first. You and me, I and you, we and them, it all gets a bit confusing. But really, I feel like to me, the bottom line is this, that Jesus came into the world to show us the love of God. That's the reason. To show us that God loved him, and as God loved him, God loves us as well, if we are willing to understand it, or at least to receive it. But to me, one of the things that I think we all need to remember is that Christian people are called to follow Jesus Christ not because we want to be saved, not because we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, not because we are looking for something for ourselves, but if we are truly followers of the one that we call Savior, we are to live our lives hoping to offer something to someone else, to help them understand and know that they are loved, that they are cared for, that they are a part of God's creation just like everyone else. In the book of Revelation, we hear, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God himself is the bookend of all creation. Everything. Everything is wrapped within the arms of a loving God who created and who sustains and who continues to give for all of us. To me, that is the Christian message. Beginning, end, and all is contained within that. Jesus goes on to say, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The whole purpose of this is the sharing of the good news that we have received. That we are loved, that we are cared for. Anything that gets in the way of that, to me, goes directly against the gospel. As we get ready for communion, as we are invited to come to God's table, we say the words, "This is the table not of the church, but of the Lord." That is made ready for all of us, and not only for us who choose to come today, but all of us, all of God's creation, to come and be fed and nourished, not because of who we are, but because of who God is. That God's intent is to welcome everyone. We live in a world that continues to enjoy putting people in boxes. You're good, you're bad, you're in this group, you're in that group, you identify this way, you identify this way. Whatever it is, it's so easy for us to pigeonhole people where they're easier for us to contain and to understand. But the message we hear today from Scripture is that all of us are in the same pigeonhole. And that is people who are loved by a loving Creator who wants nothing more for us than life itself. I think that to me is the meaning of the words we hear, "He who loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it." Once we understand that this journey we're on is not about us, but it's about all of us. It's not about me and my relationship with Jesus. It's about how we understand God's open and affirming message to everyone. And the more that we can get that across, the better we are in understanding our Christian journey. This past Friday, I, as many of us no doubt were, was listening to the news. One of the city councilmen in Virginia Beach, struggling to understand what they needed to do, said these words, "We need to live by the words that we pray." Think about that. We need to live by the words that we pray. I believe most of us at some point in the course of our day pray these words, "Thy will be done." Truly, if we want God's will to be done in this world, we will make every opportunity possible to reach out in ways that make a difference in people's lives. We will never say, "You do not belong. You are not worthy." Because it is the will of God as we know it in Jesus to welcome all. This crowd pretty much looks alike. We're all moderately, or some others, more successful. We're fairly comfortable. God is speaking to us. And God is asking us to be the ones who welcome unconditionally. I have to end with a story. As you know, we've been away for a couple of weeks, and in the course of being away, we sat down one evening with a delightful couple and entered into a conversation. And in that conversation, as it usually happens, "Where are you from?" They said, "Atlanta." They said, "Where are you from?" We said, "Augusta." "We love Augusta." I said, "Really?" They said, "How often do y'all get there?" "Once a year." So the story continues. "My husband is a triathlete and comes for Ironman in Augusta every year. In fact, he does them all over the country. But Augusta is like any place we have ever been. The community is so welcoming. The whole town turns out, but there's this church." I kid you not. Susan and I sat back and just listened as they proceeded to tell us about the warm and welcoming atmosphere that is offered here, about the pasta dinner the night before, how on Sunday morning the lights are on, the doors are open, and volunteers are everywhere welcoming people in. That, my friends, is our calling. Not just one Sunday of the year, but every day, to welcome people into our midst, to put no roadblock in their way, and simply say the words, "Come." It is the Lord who invites you. Amen.